What is the topic? Of course, this is month of Damodar. Damodar is a natural topic. How to celebrate Kartik Vrat, Urja Vrat, Srila Prabhupada. You heard him yesterday. I was repeating that yesterday. You remember? What did Srila Prabhupada recommend? Chant 24 hours. That's all, he said. No sleeping, no eating. Just chant Hare Krishna. So talking about Krishna is also chanting, hearing another kind of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna includes other topics, leelas, naam, roop, gun. So we are just kind of opening up the holy name and taking a peep or a look at inside that Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So just trying to stay busy during this month with more hearing, more chanting. I had been doing this for the past few years now, for a few days. During Kartik, we take a topic and talk about, well, Krishna. Last year we had Gauranga, we talked about Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vrindavan. Gaur Sundar in land of Shyam Sundar, that was our topic. And like that we had some other topics in the past, mostly based on Chaitanya Charitamrita or Bhagavatam. So this time we have 10th canto and this is 9th chapter before us. We have 4 days. Today and 3 more days. This is a small chapter with 23 verses. So we wish to cover this in 4 days. And 1 day, that may be tomorrow, we will go over or go through Damodarashtak, go a little deeper, word meaning, and translation or some. Also there are commentaries, at least there is one commentary by Sanatana Goswami. We wish to, in reference to that commentary, make some comments on each of those verses and try to imbibe the spirit again of this month of Damodar. So with that little introduction and a vision statement, we will get into strategy now. So we'll do beginning several verses of this chapter of Damodar Leela.
एकदा गृहदासिषु यशोदा नन्दगेहिनी कर्मान्तरनियुक्तासु निर्ममन्थ स्वयं दधि.
दिस् इस् श्री शुक उवाच. शुकदेव गोस्वामी इन ग्रेट एक्स्टसी when he talks of these pastimes with full realization of these pastimes, or even seeing these pastimes, Sukadeva Goswami describes these pastimes unto King Parikshit and of course this whole big gathering of Rajarshis and Maharshis and Devarshis. in that great assembly. So this is a historical event. So whenever you tell a story, then you always begin, once upon a time, you say, long, long time ago. Usually stories begin like that. So Shukadeva Goswami, he says, Ekada, once upon a time. And we have clarification from the acharyas. There are commentaries by many of our Gaudiya acharyas on Bhagavatam, on 10th canto, this chapter. So they immediately explain Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami. We'll be referring to these two commentaries as we go through these verses. So Ekada, that refers to a day of Diwali. It happened just a few days ago. This Leela of Damodar Leela, Yashoda binding Krishna to a mortar with a rope. Dam, I think we'll get into that tomorrow. Dam means rope and udar means belly. So Yashoda tied Krishna with the rope, belly, and of course she tied him to a mortar. So hence his name is Damodar. Why Damodar? Rope and belly. Half name is Dam is rope and Udar is belly. He's tied with the rope on the belly and tied to the mortar. So that's one obvious meaning of this name Damodar. So that Leela has taken place Ekada, and that is day of Diwali. The day, in fact, that's another age, if you wish. Lord Sri Ram arrives in Ayodhya after killing that Ravana, and there was a great celebration, big welcome. I don't know whether there were firecrackers those days. Now there are firecrackers for welcome. Sure, there are lots of instrument playing. Yeah. And they were dancing and new clothing, and they had lit lamps. A whole town was lit. Lamp after lamp after lamp after rows of lamp. Deepavali. So that was Treta Yuga. So that Deepavali is celebrated every year. Last week there was celebration. And so during Krishna's time also, Deepavali, and special occasion, and that day this pastime is taking place. Grahada Sishyu Yashoda Nanda Gehini. So what is Yashoda doing that day? Shukadeva Goswami is narrating this pastime. Karamantara niyuktasu nirmamantad swayam dadhi. Yashoda personally starts churning butter that day. Other days, other servants, others did this churning of the butter. But today she had chosen. She wants to do this personally. She wants to churn the best butter in town. She had been getting so many complaints. Hey, Yashoda! Hey, Yashoda! You know, he stole butter and there was no complaint box in front of Nanda Bhavan. So no one would write a complaint and put that in the box. But they would all come screaming and yelling. So every now and then, so many complaints. So Yashoda, so he concluded that the butter that is being prepared at our home, my home, is probably not of good quality. And that's my son is choosing to go next door and next door. And he's eating butter elsewhere. I want to stop this. And this is one of the steps. Other things were also tried. And now this is being tried now. I want to churn butter myself. Nanda Gehini. And this work is being done by Yashoda. And she's described as Nanda Gehini. You could quickly say a queen of the house. House is Nanda Maharaja's house, but then all the chabis, all the keys are with the Yashoda. She's a queen. At the business, husband is the king, and at house, wife is the queen. So, Nanda Gehini. This past time, the name Yashoda is explained. Yash means fame. And Da means giver. Yashoda is giving fame to who? Sri Krishnaya. She is increasing fame of Sri Krishna. Hence her name is Yashoda. Prema Vashyata Atishayat Yashodanat. She is going to make Krishna famous for being Prema Vashya. Lord who could be controlled, governed by love of his devotees. Bhaktair Jitatvam, we sing every night. Bhaktair Jitatvam. The Lord is conquered by bhaktas, a love of devotees. So this personality, this aspect of Krishna, this quality of Krishna is magnified by this particular pastime of this Damodar Leela, binding Krishna to the mortar. And this is proclaiming to the whole world, look at Prema Vashyata of the Lord. See how Lord is governed, controlled by the love of his devotees, and in this case, love of his mother Yashoda. So Yashoda is going to expand the yash, the popularity of Sri Krishna. And Jiva Goswami Prabhupada, he says, she is mentioned here as Nanda Gehini. She is not only mentioned as Gehini, but Nanda Gehini, Nanda Maharaja's wife. And wife and husband together makes one body. She is half, the other half is the husband. So husband, Nanda Maharaja, is also going to get the credit for expanding, increasing his name and fame. So although Yashoda is in the forefront, but Nanda Gehini, so the other half, the husband also. Mahatmyam avagantavyam. The Mahatmya. So both, they are both parties, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. We'll move on. Yani yani ha gitani tad bala charitani cha.
Dadhi nirmanthane kale smaranti tanya gayata.
Shukadev Goswami continues. So Yashoda, while churning butter, what is she doing? Some guards there. She's also singing glories of Sri Krishna.
Yani yani hagitani, specially tat bala charitani.
Of course, only charitra, only pastimes available. Krishna is just bal gopal only. So whatever pastimes he has performed by then, they have been composed into different songs, Gitani. Yashoda has done this, and other neighboring ladies also are composing different songs. And Srila Prabhupada is writing in the purport that whenever you want to memorize something, make that into a song, then you could sing that song or memorize, make that into mantra, and then learn by heart that mantra, the song, and then easy to recite, and then as you recite, then you are remembering. So Yashoda, all the pastimes, putana killing and this pastime, that pastime, Yashoda and others have composed into a beautiful poetry. And Yashoda is singing all these different songs. Dadhi manthane kale smaranti tani agayata. Now why she is singing songs? Well, she is feeling separation from her darling, her son. And he is not around. He's still sleeping. He's not up. And he's missing him. There's some kind of vacuum in her mind, in her heart. So fill in that gap, that vacuum. She's singing these songs and try to be with Krishna as he sings these songs. All the devotees do this. Gopis did that. Sangha Gopi Geet. They're trying to look for Krishna, find Krishna, find Krishna. They couldn't find him. Why are we looking for him in the forest? We lost him elsewhere. Let's go back where we lost him. We did not lose him in the forest. We lose him on the bank of Jamuna. Let's go back there. I lost my keys in the office. Why should I be looking for the keys at my home? Gopis had this thought. We lost him elsewhere. Let's go back there. Where are we lost him? So they are going back and they begin talking. Singing again, they are singing Geet. All the pastimes have been composed, made a Geet. And as they sing the song, Krishna appears. He's not far from where Krishna's glories are chanted. Yatra madha bhakta gayanti tatra tishthami narada. Lord has declared, I could be found there where devotees get together and chant my glories. So that is also the idea. We get together and we talk about Krishna, and that we get his association. We feel like being with him. His pastimes are non-different. So Yashoda is setting that standard, exemplary Mataji here. So she is
Balacharitani Gitani.
She is absorbed in reciting Balacharitra, like a Chaitanya Charitam Charitra or Charitam Ritso. This is Balacharitra, Balakrishna Charitra. She is singing while she is busy with the churning. Now, next verse, which is a long one, verse number 3, describes Yashoda. Pay attention, take a close look at Yashoda. Srila Prabhupada in the purport again is recommending one should contemplate. If you wish to develop those emotions, that devotion, that kind of consciousness, Krishna consciousness, and Yashoda has lots of that, especially Vatsalya Bhav, that particular ras, mellow, then the recommendation is contemplate. Think of Yashoda. Now, see how Shukdeva Goswami, he's a Goswami and he's going to be describing a lady. Lady's description. But of course, he is a Goswami. He has a right consciousness. He understands Yashoda. If we could understand, could have that spirit. So, Kshomam Vasaha, a detailed description here. Kshomam Vasaha. Look at the clothing of Yashoda. She is wearing silk clothing. Like when you go on the altar for worshipping, you have best clothing, or clean and best clothing. A lot of times silk clothing also. So there's comments like that. Serving Krishna is worshipping Krishna. So she's doing churning, so devotional service. So she's dressed well, properly, silk clothing. There's a comment also that Vatasi, there's a tree called Vatasi, and some fiber from that tree, and you make clothing from. So her sari is made up of threads or fiber from that Vatasi tree. I think it's supposed to be from Vrindavan. Yeah, of course. Yashoda's clothing is from Vrindavan material. Prathu kati tate, Yashoda is well built. She has large hips. Bibhrati sutra naddham, and she has a belt around her waist. It is also a kind of a rope to keep her clothes tied together. Maybe some kind of ornament that way, decoration, alankar. So what is the significance of having a belt around? Man, she is very alert and focused on her service. When you want to do something, you tie. And sometimes speakers, They tie some shawl or some cloth around there. In Maharashtra we have this tradition. They tie, then they get up. Or even army, when they are not on duty, or spaced out or relaxed, then they even take the belt off, or the belt is loose. But as soon as, attention! And as soon as there is getting ready, then their boss or captain attention, then immediately, first thing they do is get their belt together, huh? Tighten their belt. Time to get into action, and they're focused, huh? Not spaced out. They want to. So this belt around the waist of Yashoda means time to forget everything else. Just be there and be focused on the service.
Putra sneha snata kucha yugam jata kampam. Putra sneha snuta kucha yugam.
There is the milk from her breast is oozing. She is wearing clothes, but her choli is getting wet. Because she is thinking of her son, not only thinking or get the thought further solidified, she is singing and hearing and shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, and it is becoming more condensed, and her affection for her son is aroused, and then the milk, maybe mothers have experienced, or the cows, when they have, even before the calf, gets there and begins sucking the udder, sometimes the milk begins dropping because of the affection of the cow, the vatsalya of the cow for the calf. So the vatsalya bhav, that emotion of parenthood, the mother, and here her son. So, putra sneha snuta kucha yugam. From both the breast, the milk is oozing, dripping. Jata kampam, and it is also shaking, and there's a movement. The breasts are moving. Chasubruhu, and the eyebrows. Beautiful eyebrows Yashoda has. And she is very busy. Rajvakarshashrama bhuja chalat kankano kundalecha. She is laboring very hard, churning the butter. Rajju, she has ropes in hand, and that churning rod. Have you ever seen how that works? Have you done churning? Any of the mothers here have done churning? On Janmashtami, maybe in some ISKCON temple or at home. You did? Yeah? Good. There's one mother, at least we found. Few more. Good. Okay, here, the mothers. I know my mother did it. And I watched it every day. 365 days, early morning, she used to churn butter. Grinding first, and then churning, and then we would, that is what would wake us up, churning and grinding, then we would get up. That was like a wake-up call. And mother singing also. In the villages, there's a description of a Gokul village. There's advantage of being born in a village to understand Braj culture, village culture, Gokul culture. You can, in Bombay, Delhi, Hyderabad, no traces, what to speak of London, New York, Tokyo. We're also coward boys. I was a coward boy, buffalo herd boy also. So we have a like Krishna, we, of course, can't compare, but every day we went also herding cows, buffaloes, few goats also, and the milking, and making that into yogurt, and next morning churning that into butter and fresh butter and fresh milk. And so Yashoda is busy, and there's lots of labor involved. Bigger the pot and bigger the quantity of yogurt, and sometimes yogurt is thick, and in the beginning it takes even harder, it's harder to even move, and then gradually it becomes smoother, easier. Kankano kundale cha chalat, says, as she is moving, so her bangles are moving and making some sound, and kundale, her earrings are also like this. The bangles and earrings are, you have to do this way and that way. You can't be just doing this. Then maybe little one that, then you don't have to move without rope. But this one, so she is shaking, moving, and the bangles are moving, there's some sound, and the earrings are also swinging. Svinnam vaktram, and there's a perspiration on her face, drops of perspiration. She's perspiring. If you want to stay healthy, get perspiration. Once a day, you could get perspiration coming from your body by some exercise, some labor, this is a healthy thing. You'll not get sick, or much less sick. So she's working so hard, and there's the sweat drops. Some are sticking there like a pearls, that's a decoration of a devotee who is busy serving the Lord more than the ornaments. Kabara vigala malati nirmamantha. So Yashoda has flowers, the flower decorations he has done before. Of course, he had not only the bangles, earrings, and silk clothing, and the belt, but she has flower decoration in the head. But again, she is moving. Those flowers are all dropping. Flowers are dropping down. Kabara, from the bread of her hair, the flowers are dropping down. And they're malti flowers. This season they're supposed to be the malti flowers in abundance in Braj. So these are seasonal flowers from this season. Seasonal vegetables, seasonal flowers. So these flowers she has put in her hair. But she is moving, so flowers are coming down. And there's a thought. These flowers are thinking, in fact. They may be falling down because she's moving, that's one thing. But the flowers also think, no, we are not qualified to be on the head of lady of this caliber. We should be at her feet. So flowers are falling down at the feet of Yashoda. We belong to the feet. We should be at the lotus feet of this devotee of Lord Yashoda. So flowers are. Ni nirdishtataya mamantha. A little comment that this is a nirmamantha. With great determination, she was doing churning that day. She had several parts of yogurt. She chose one particular part of yogurt. It was made from very special milk, from special cows, which were fed special grass, which grass was fed very special water and fertilizer. All attention was paid to their growing of the grass and feeding that grass and milking those cows and making that milk into yogurt, and she chose that particular pot of yogurt for churning. She also had intention of, as soon as butter is ready, feed that to the family deity, as comment, part of the comments, so that Lord may be pleased and her son may be blessed by the family deity. So she was making very special effort. So that is why it says Nirma Mantha, not only Mama Mantha, but Nirma Mantha. So why Ni is one additional upasarga, the additional letter. So this whole comment about that special determination of that particular day that Yashoda had, and she had intention. Paramasaundaryena paramasnehena cha tanmatratva yogyatam darshayati. You know, this Yashoda is a mother of the Lord. So what is her eligibility? Two things. Paramasaundarya, she is very, very beautiful lady, one thing. And paramasneha, the sneha, affection of the supreme order that this Yashoda has, and that makes her qualified to be mother of Sri Krishna. Tam stanya kama asadya mathnanti jananim harim grahitva dadhimanthanam nyashedhat pritim avahan. So now, as gopis had sung that song, gopi geet, and the result was Lord appeared. Well, the same thing happening here. Yashoda was busy serving and chanting Krishna's glories, and Krishna appeared. Haribo, he has come. Could you believe? God is coming crying. You go in London and tell some that queen, our God is crying. Becomes, as it is, difficult to understand God, and when the God of Vrindavan, Krishna, Bal Krishna, he becomes so, his activities are like an ordinary kind, although they are extraordinary, but he's become child and he's crying like a baby. And so this child, tan stanya kama asadhyo, as he has appeared on the scene, only thing that is on his mind is stanya kama. I want milk, I want my mother's milk, I want breast milk. The only thing, the Lord is only thinking of his mother's breast milk. There's nothing else on his mind. Stanya kama. Lord, who is supposed to be Aptakama, he's self-satisfied, or Atmaram. But that Lord is now, he has some kamana, he has some desire. Or Lord who fulfills everyone else's desire. But here he has desire. Yashoda cha Mahabhaga. Yashya stanam papo hari. Yashoda is so fortunate. Yashoda cha Mahabhaga. Did you get that? I still remember like that. Yashoda cha Mahabhaga. Yashoda is Mahabhaga. Mahabhagyavan. Very, very fortunate. What is great good fortune of Yashoda? Hari stanam papau. The Hari drinks her breast milk. Yashoda cha Mahabhaga. So as he has appeared on the scene, I mean, normally Yashoda would go to him, maybe knock at the door. Hey, Lala, are you ready? Get up. Uthi uthi Gopala, sing some song and sit down next to him on the bed, take him on the lap, and as mothers express their affection, they do not even wake up child. They want to see child sleeping. Gives great joy, pleasure to mother. Mother sees when child is fast asleep and is enjoying sleeping. Mother just sits next to the child. I was never a mother, but I could, maybe not, but I could imagine how my mother are. So she would do that every day, every morning, coming to him and gently touching, shaking, singing, and getting him up. And the next thing, then he would crawl onto her lap, and right there he would have his breakfast, the first meal of the day. But this day, nothing of that sort has happened. She did not come to wake him up, no singing, no nothing. He had to go find her. Ananda Bhavan is a huge place, palace. He's looking here, where is she? And finally he has found her. And even after he has come on the scene, she is not ready to stop the work that she is busy with. What is this? Krishna is wondering, what is this? Is that my Yashoda or someone else? That's me, mother, me. Hey! But she is just absorbed. So, Matnanti Jananim Harim Grahitva Dadimanthanam. So, this Bal Gopal, now he wants to stop this. He is very angry. How could you do such a thing? It's totally unfair. You're not doing your duty. Don't understand your obligation towards your child. Helpless child. So whatever she is doing, he wants to stop. So he has stood there and taken note of all that is going on, and he wants to stop. How to stop? So he has moved forward. And he holds the churning rod. Everything stopped. The rod is not moving. He has held the rod tight. All that movement, all that was going on there, as soon as rod was held by him, everything stopped. Pritima Bhavan. And by this act of Krishna, Yashoda is very, very pleased. Especially she's thinking, how smart is my child? How clever is my child? He exactly knew how to stop this. So not only is growing in his body, growing, but he's also developing good intelligence. Good boy. She's very, very happy the way he stopped her. Preeti Mavahan. And she has, Preeti, she has become very joyful. And next thing, tam ankam arudham apayayat stanam snehasnutam sasmita ikshati mukham. We'll just take that much. So as this churning is now stopped, and immediately Krishna jumps in the lap of Yashoda, doesn't even want Yashoda to do anything. He's taking a lead and moving forward into her lap, and he begins drinking the breast milk.
Snehasnutam sasmitam ikshati mukham.
And as now Krishna is drinking the breast milk, Yashoda is observing him. How he's looking at, not seeing him for a long time. It was last night. Was the last time she had seen him, and says long time. It's a long time. So after a long time she was seeing him. So she's looking at him, and as she was looking at him, she noticed sasmita ikshati mukham. He was smiling. Lord was smiling. He was happily drinking. And the comments of our acharya, they say the two reasons why Krishna was smiling while drinking the milk. One, that he had not to make any effort to drink the milk or suck the milk. It was just issuing forth. It was just bursting out of her breast because of her affection, and she had been intensely thinking of him. And so as he held the breast in the mouth, milk was just pouring in. So he was very happy. So Lord was enjoying and smiling. Hey, it's easy. Today, special offering, special experience. And also, the milk was very, very sweet. Milk was very, very tasty. And effortlessly, it was just coming into his mouth. And that made him smile. There was a smile on his face. Sasmita ikshati mukham. Atraptam usrajya javenasa yayo utsijjamane payasi tvadhishvite. So now as she had just started feeding the breast milk to the child, and then it just started. But then Yashoda, she hears some sound of the milk was boiling over in the kitchen next door, and it was getting burnt into the fire, pouring, boiling over and spilling over and into the fire, and that sound. As she heard that sound, immediately she abandoned, kind of threw Krishna, did not give him any notice, no explanation, nothing. Just dumped him, and she runs into the kitchen. Now, as those flowers were thinking, remember, flowers were thinking. Now this milk also was thinking. Milk has a thought. Milk was thinking that, look, today Krishna is going to fill up his belly with his mother's milk. He's not going to drink me today. That milk in the kitchen, in that pot, is thinking, Krishna is not going to drink me today. What is the use of my life? My life is useless now. I better commit suicide. Milk decided to commit suicide. So, how to commit suicide? Now milk wants to climb up and jump over. Jump into the fire and get burnt. I'll finish, end of my life. So milk is also a person. And milk is also thinking. Milk is also Krishna conscious. And Yashoda had gone. Well, there may be objection. How could Yashoda do such a thing? Now this is not proper. She was feeding Krishna and in the middle she stops there and runs to save the milk. So this is justified and explained in the purports and commentaries that Yashoda was only thinking of service to Krishna, serving Krishna. She had to do this and that also. So that milk was also for Krishna's. So that had to be saved. So her going away was justified. Devotional service. You may have to do more than one thing for Krishna. More than one thing at a time. So this and that. And she was just going to have a little interval and come back. So that is what she is doing. So while she is still in the kitchen, now what is happening in the same quarter where the churning was going on? Sanjata kopaha sphurita arunadharam sandasya dadhirdadiman manthabhajanam. The Lord Krishna has become very, very angry. I mean, he was already angry. And then he somehow managed to stop that churning and made her sit down and start feeding him. But now, yet another act of Yashoda, not paying any attention to him, thinking some other household duties to be more important than feeding him the breast milk. So he was very angry, and description is, he has, like this, teeth, he has held the lower lip with his teeth, and he's trembling, his body is shaking and his lips are trembling out of anger. I cannot stand this. Very, very angry. And so now he wants to, and when you're angry, you know, you may do anything, everything. Think later, do it and then think. Not think and then proceed. No, thought comes later on. First you do something. So as he is angry now, he wants to. So what he has done, he used rock, but there's also information from the commentaries that we mentioned earlier that the grinding, the hand grinding, for that's how you get atta, the flour. So Lord used other, one part is, you know, stationary, you can't, is, and the top part can come off. It has two parts. And between the two, the grains are ground. So one part is fixed, one top part, little axle, and then there's a hole, and it moves around. So the top part, either full or maybe some broken from for whatever reason, he has picked that up, and he broke the whole pot of butter. Buttermilk and butter. And he is now scared. Now he's scared. Now he knows. Mother's going to be back any minute. And he starts crying. He's shedding tears. If mother does catch me, when she looks at the tears of the child, then maybe less punishment. Huh? We knew this. I know this. If you cry, means you are admitting and, you know, appeal for mercy. And then there's a big beating, less beating, maybe 50%, or, you know, or maybe you're excused. Or so he's tearful. And so he has broken that the pot churning. And he has gone to a secluded quarters of Nanda Bhavan, and he has found the butter from previous day, hanging from the ceiling, you know how they hang. There's a hook from the ceiling and then a ropes, and you put a part there. So it's protected from the cats and rats and others, and additional storage space, the more space available on the floor, ground for other activities. This thing is just hanging in. So he has gone there and is now eating butter. Uttarya gopi sunratam payaha. So he has come back. Yashoda has come back to the same place where she had been doing churning, and she also was sitting and feeding the milk to Krishna. She has come back there, and when she is back, scene has changed. There's an ocean of buttermilk, butter everywhere, the parts into pieces. But Krishna is not on the scene. So Yashoda has concluded, especially he is not on the scene. That means this is his act. If someone else had done this, probably he could have come running, "Hey, you know, Balram did this, you know, Balram, I was there." He could have come and did the reporting, but he wasn't there. So Yashoda concluded that it is bhagnam vilokya susatasya karma tajyahasa, and she was smiling, laughing by seeing what her son had just done here. So now she has to find the culprit. He was not there. Ulukhalangri upari vyavasthitam markaya kamam dadatam shuchisthitam. So where to find? Where has he gone? Where has he gone? She's trying to get some clue. And there's, oh look! She notices that the footprints of her child. Well, it's a house. How could there be footprints? Because his feet were smeared with the butter and buttermilk while he was there around that scene in the middle of that ocean. And he just walked out of that, leaving all the impressions behind. This way, mother, as if you follow me this way, that way. So wherever those footprints, she is following that, going here. There's a big Nanda Bhavan. And by now she is also hearing some sounds next door, next quarter. The description that around Krishna there's a belt, and there are some bells in that belt. And as he is moving, there's some sounds of tinkling, jingling sounds that she was able to hear, and some other sounds as if some good crowd has gathered next door. So she looked inside there, and she noticed Markaya, the monkeys were there. And her son is standing nicely situated on the mortar. Ukhal bandhan, ulukhalat. He was, and from there he had reached the butter, and now he was distributing butter to his friends, including monkeys, or especially monkeys. Lord was thinking that, you know, these monkeys, they rendered so much service to me while battling. This is Diwali. This Leela is happening on the day of Diwali. And Ram had come back to Ayodhya on Deepavali after fighting with Ravan, killing Ravan, and those monkeys had helped him. And he was thinking, I'm such an ungrateful, I did not do anything for these monkeys. Maybe I should do something now. I did not give any reward, anything, any gifts. So monkeys, come on, come on. He was thinking, those monkeys, these are those monkeys. Take some butter. Take some butter, you know, you helped me so much. Take some butter, take some butter. He's trying to reciprocate with them. Become free from the debt. They did so much for me. So that's one thought that this Bal Krishna has, and he's giving butter to those monkeys.
Hayyangavam chaurya vikanshite kshanam niriksha pasya swatam agamat shanaihi.
So Yashoda was watching all that scene, and she was also, when she looked at her son, she could notice that there's a fear on his face, and he was afraid of Yashoda catching up with him. He was a culprit, like a thief is always thinking like that. Police may catch up any time with me. Are they coming from here, coming from there? You know, thief look at him, he's always... So Krishna was like that. Yashoda noticed that. Shankita, that mother may come. And if she did come, which way I should be running away? In order to escape, he wants to get his strategy together. If she did come, and then which way I should be running, through which window I should be jumping out, and he's thinking. So she's very slowly, gently, trying to come from behind, and Krishna was busy feeding monkeys and his friends. Suddenly he noticed, hey! Mother, Yashoda is here. So immediately, and tam ayata yastim prasamiksha. Not only she is coming, she has a stick in the hand. She is not empty-handed. She is equipped with a stick. Now he could imagine what she is going to do next. Sattvarastato ava ruhya apasasara bhitavat. So bhitavat, scared, or is doing the act of being scared. Or he's genuinely scared. Could take it both ways. Yad bhayat. Varsho indro varshati vato vati yad bhayat yad bhayat yad bhayat. Kapil Dev says, Lord, by whose fear Indra is always dutiful and his showering rain, and the wind god is dutiful and now spreading the wind, air everywhere. And this demigod does this. Bhayat, yad bhayat. Because of his fear, this demigod is doing his duty. Because of his fear, that demigod is doing that duty. So that Lord, that everyone is scared of, that Lord, and that Lord is now is scared of Yashoda, bhitavat. And immediately he jumps down from the mortar and is running. Gopya anvadhavayan dhavat na yam apayoginam kshamam praveshtum tapaseritam manaha. Now Yashoda is trying to catch Yam, that personality, which personality whom even the yogis are not able to catch hold of that Lord. With all their tapaseritam manaha, they perform their austerities, long severe austerities, or even meditation for thousands of years. Still the Lord is not accessible, cannot catch, cannot grasp, couldn't visualize. So that Lord, Yashoda is trying to run after him and catch hold of him. It's not going to be an easy task for Yashoda. Now earlier, we left something behind here. That Yashoda, when she had come from kitchen to the place of disaster, where the broken pot scene, and she kept smiling, Jahasa, she was laughing towards her. Yes, says Acharya said, she had a hand on her face and she was laughing. Maybe not loud, but she was with some laugh and smile when she had seen that scene. Tasya ati chapallena, and there are Acharya's state reasons, various reasons why Yashoda was laughing, smiling. Ati chapallena, she noticed whatever my son has done, he did this so expertly. Earlier he had stopped the churning by holding the rod and everything stopped. He was watching, everything stopped. And Prinayan, Yashoda was pleased. And now another act, although not very welcome or desirable act, but he did it expertly. Ati chapallena. He did it so expertly that although the big rock or the part of that grinding hand grinding stone was used to break the pot, the next door Yashoda had not heard it. He did it expertly, that breaking pot. Bhedane chaturyena, okay, that breaking pot also was done expertly, and he was very quick to make a move out of there. He was not on the scene, so she was also, that was cause of the smile. Bhitya apasaranena, and the way, because of fear, he had disappeared from the scene. And then grahantas tat kinkini adi tat chalita bhandadi shabda shravanena, and whatever was going on in that quarter where he had climbed up the mortar and reached the butter and feeding the monkeys and friends, and he was hearing sounds, and now finally he was seeing that scene, and that is also cause for the hasa, jahasa of the some joy and, well, yeah, these pastimes or the naughty pastime that her son is enacting and is making her laugh and laugh. So we'll sing for a few minutes. And then we'll stop. We want to stop here because it's like setting the scene before we do our Damodarashtak tomorrow. We may sing a little bit. During this 4:30, 6:30 session, our topic tomorrow is Damodar Astak, part of Damodar Leela, Satyavrat Muni's presentation, his emotions, the way he describes the pastime and his thoughts, his bhav, and with some commentaries, some word meaning, and how everything flows from one verse to the next, to the next, to the next. So where we stop today, so we'll continue with the Damodar Astak tomorrow.